Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will consider the nature of the Nazi regime between 1933 and 1939, looking specifically at the SS-Gestapo complex. The Gestapo and the SS were the two most feared sections of the Nazi Party. The SS were originally Hitler's bodyguards, but over time they began to influence all aspects of German society, including the police. The Gestapo were the German secret police, and they were charged with defending the state. German policing was complex under Nazi rule. Heinrich Himmler, as head of both the SS and chief of police, was ultimately responsible for all policing issues. He oversaw a range of groups, including everyday policing, which was organised through ORPO, through to security services, the SD. The SS were involved in policing, but they carried out other roles as well. By the time that World War II started in 1939, there were almost 250,000 members of the SS, and by 1944, this had grown to more than 1 million members, each working for different sections. The SS had a role which encompassed all aspects of German life. They had policing powers, such as arresting suspects. They ran the labour and death camps during World War II, and they also held special courts. Later on, they would also run the Lebensborn clinics to help breed the master race. The Gestapo, on the other hand, was a different organisation. Born out of the Prussian secret police, the Gestapo sought to control the German people through fear. The Gestapo itself was relatively small compared to the SS. There were only 30,000 agents in the Gestapo at its peak, and instead it relied on an image that it was an all-knowing organisation in order to maintain control. Possible opponents of the Nazi regime were often stopped from expressing this by a fear that they would be informed upon and then arrested. And up to 80% of the Gestapo's arrests came from denunciations, where people would give in those that they perhaps knew. However, many of these denunciations were actually false, and they were based simply on the desire to hurt enemies or love rivals. Eventually, many people who made false denunciations were themselves threatened with prison. Historians debate overall the impact that the so-called SS-Gestapo complex had on the Nazis' control of Germany. Some have claimed that in fact most Germans supported Hitler's government due to backing for policy decisions, and as such there was little need to govern through fear. However, others argue that this is too simple and ignores the genuine terror that the two organisations created. It is argued that the seemingly random powers they had to arrest, detain and even kill meant that few people would dare challenge them. The development of concentration camps only increased this terror.